Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very excited to have returning to the show. It has been a while, but I believe we talked to Ben when we first found out the Winco Foods Portland Open was going to become an event. I think, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, you were kind of the PGA Tour ambassador here. Obviously, former Duck, former Beaverton Beaver, to kind of help kick that off. And it's been a while since we've chatted, but welcome back.
Thank you.
And
glad to be with you guys.
Well, first of all, what's quarantine been like? I've seen a few TikTok posts with your kids, and your dance moves have not suffered during quarantine. But
it's been of the most importance, just keeping everything loose through the my daughter's taking dance and showing us the stuff, and I'm like, do the video or do the motions very slowly. I'll film it. I'll go lock myself in the bathroom for about 3 hours. I'll come out with something that looks similar to a dance. But it's been pretty fun. Quarantine's been good. I mean, as a professional golfer, you travel a lot, and you're on the road, you know, between 20 and 30 weeks a year. And so even when you are home, sometimes you're not totally present because you're getting ready for the next event. So this has been like, hey, we don't have anything on the calendar. The kids don't have any activities, no basketball, no dance. And so we've had a couple months here in Nashville of just hanging with our family. We just adopted a little guy who's from Jamaica and the Bahamas, and he's one now. So we've had this time with him, which has been great. Our other three kids have just loved it. So we've just been kind of hunkering down, enjoying family time, playing lots of games. And Tennessee's been pretty relaxed on this COVID-19 thing. So we're out and about, hanging out with friends at not a normal rate, but pretty close to normal.
So any golf involved here, or are you just spending time with the family?
No, there's golf. The golf courses are open. They put like those little noodles around in the cup, so you don't have to reach in or do the flagstick thing. So, yeah, the courses around us for the most part have been open. I've been kind of recovering some from back stuff, so I'm trying to work through that. So I'm not playing like normal, but getting out with the kids a little bit. My wife loves to play, so and the weather's great here in Nashville this time of year. So yeah, we've been playing as well.
Well, the back has been a problem, so you're obviously going through some treatment and some strength building, I would assume.
I am, yeah. It's been a little bit of a maze. One doctor saying surgery, a couple other doctors saying no. You can, do some physical therapy and treat these facets outside of getting surgery. So hoping for the best on that, and just try to be as proactive as I can with exercises and keeping myself healthy. It's harder. 44 years old. It's harder than when you're 24. That's for sure.
Ben Crane is our guest, a five-time winner on the PGA Tour, the pride of Beaverton High School, and the Oregon Ducks joining us here back home in Nashville where you reside now. And the last tournament you played, of course, was Jeff Sanders down there at the La Quinta, his tournament with Lagadeer and the American Express, unfortunately, backflared up and had to withdraw. But I know you've been tight with Jeff, and as we mentioned, kind of the first ambassador for the Winco Foods Portland Open. He was kind enough to kind of put us in contact here, and you know, but now with everything being reshuffled, I don't know what it's like out there, if you've been in touch with the PGA tournaments, but just how crazy has it been going through for all these guys to put all these tournaments together? We saw the John Deere just had to cancel for this season, and a lot of appreciation for being able to just hold the tournaments and keep it together right now.
I know. I mean, it's we're kind of walking that fine line between, like, hey, maybe we can play golf because it's the one thing that's outside. You don't have a lot of contact with other people. It seems like, I'm like, oh my gosh, if we could play golf right now on the PGA Tour, we'd be the only show on television. Like, our ratings would be like if we had 10 Tiger Woods playing every week. Certainly watched the match the other day, and that was obviously just great for sports and golf and all that. But, yeah, I've had just a great relationship with Jeff Sanders over the years, and what he's done to bring golf to Portland has been incredible. And, you know, they're team is just second to none. You know, what we hear from the PGA Tour players and what he does on the Korn Ferry Tour is just the best. So big fan. He's been a big encouragement to me over my career, and sharing, you know, golf and ducks and spending a little time in the desert together and doing some charity stuff it's been pretty fun.
Well, you were watching the match. Did you get a little itch to, gee, I'd like to get out there and play?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun seeing those guys. I mean, Phil is a good friend, and, you know, I don't think there's a better trash talker on the PGA Tour than Phil Mickelson. I mean, if we could mic him up every week, I mean, it would be absolutely legendary. So, you know, I mean, certainly, you know, Tiger and Peyton won the match, but, I mean, Phil really won the match with his mouth. I mean, he said so many funny things. I mean, it just made the TV worth just gold to watch. So when he hit that little chip, he's like, oh, that just does it for me right there. You know what I mean? It's just like little things that he says when he plays. And, you know, it's just it's fun being around him, and he's been great for the game. So,
yeah, he took 58 seconds to explain what he was going to do, and then he pulled it off. If I took 58 seconds to explain what I was going to do, that ball would have been shooting across a green.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've been fortunate enough to spend some time with him and ask him some questions and lean on him for some advice from time to time. And one time we went to his backyard to he's got, you know, three different types of grasses and greens in his backyard, and it doesn't matter what we're doing. He just wants to compete, and he wants to win. And we're involved in this chipping match, and he, like, I mean, like, almost double chunks it, you know, like, and then it, like, dribbles up to, like, a foot, and he's, like, celebrating. I'm like, that doesn't even, like, count. That's so bad, you know. And you know, and he goes one up, and he's like, you know, he just all he cares about is winning. Doesn't matter how he does it. And then, you know, just with a wedge, he's crazy. What he pulls off is just incredible. Have you guys seen the little clip on YouTube where he's at the British Open and he hits it over that guy's head?
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah,
2 feet in front of him. It's just like, I mean, how, well, do you?
And
you have the guts to do that.
He's not above cutting a corner or two. Colt Knost recently, I found a story in golf.com. And you were paired with Phil in a practice round, or you got one of the TV TV writer out there to play with Colt, and then Phil set him up. They were going to let the press guy play from the upper tees, and Phil got a hold of the pro shop guy and kind of doctored the course for you.
I mean, he lives to say the right thing, you know, at the right time. And, I mean, he's a very funny man. Yeah, we were playing with Charlie Hoffman, Brendan Steele. We're playing in this match, and Phil and I are partners, and Charlie and Brendan get like, they get like two up, and we got three holes to play. It's like December out in California. It's getting late, like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's kind of cooling off, and we got just a couple of holes, three holes to play maybe. And Charlie's just running his mouth, 'cause they're just, you know, they're like two up, look like they're going to win the match. And Charlie's up over his tee ball, and Phil goes, hey, Charlie, are you cold? And looks at him, he goes, what? Am I cold? I mean, I guess it's getting chilly out here, whatever. He goes to, like, start to pull it back again. He goes, hey, Charlie, are you cold? And he's like, What? And he goes, because if you are, I got three green jackets in the car if you want to borrow one.
Ben Crane is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Ben Crane Golf and then link to all his great stuff that he's got going on. And in regards to that, from the production that we saw the first event with Ricky and DJ that was a little stale on television to the match. Charles was chiming in. I thought Justin Thomas was really good on the course, getting involved with the guys. But you mentioned that second hole when Phil totally explained what he was trying to do with his chip, where he wanted to hit it, and what he expected the ball to do, and pulled it off. Is that something I think everybody would love on the PGA Tour to see more of that from more guys? Obviously, miking guys up during play in a tournament that counts is going to be a big ask. But I was thinking, if you mic'd up like the featured guys in the practice rounds that you knew were going to be part of the TV window on Thursday and Friday, and they could describe how they intended to play certain things or shots, and they could pull that video, is that something you think players might go for?
Better than that, I think it would be, let's mic guys up who are in a big, you know, money game or even for charity, it doesn't matter, whatever, but just get some guys competing on a Tuesday, you know, like a match situation, you know, whatever, and just have a, and let guys, I mean, because there's certain guys who are just great at tongue lashing other guys, and there's certain guys who are just quiet and just take it, and they're just not that fun to listen to or watch. But, you know, you get some of those Colton Nost guys and Mickelson and some of these really fun guys. And, like, let's just let it happen because we played some matches at the Madison Club, Phil and I with some other guys, and Brian Zuroff, who is in charge of the match. You know, we play with, you know, some 10, 20 handicap guys, getting some money games, have a lot of fun, and just talk trash the whole time. And it's so fun. And Zerf's like, this is gold. Like, people, I don't think they know how much fun this is. I've got to take this to the world. And so that's how the match started and stuff. So I do. I think it's going to be hard to get guys mic'd up in a major championship, when it all comes down to it. But certainly in a practice round, even in a regular tour event, I've always said no to it. But I'll tell you what, like, practice round when guys are competing, playing great golf, and talking trash, like, I think that's gold for the game.
Well, I think you're going to need Charles Barkley to kind of perk things up. I don't see Ian Baker Finch getting into that same sort of conversation that Charles did.
Charles was not afraid when he ribbed Tom Brady, and then Tom Brady, you know, makes holes the shot. Like, that's just, like, so good. So,
well, I just love what Charles said to Justin, you can't call me fat on the air anymore.
That's bullying, exactly. I think you said. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Is there a talking head in golf you'd most like to get out there in a charity? I think there's one that comes to mind for most people, but who would you like to completely dish it out there to play with you?
Who comes to mind?
Well, I think Brandel Chambly draws the ire of more players than most talking heads with golf.
Right, but I mean, I love like Barkley because he's just not afraid. I mean, he
exactly.
does it in a sarcastic, fun way. You know, I mean, and Justin Thomas is awfully good as well. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how. But I know a lot of guys during the match were chiming in, you know, with a comment saying, PGA Tour, take note. And, you know, we have tried to follow the NASCAR thing a little bit because, you know, you go watch a NASCAR, and the cars are just going around a track. But then you get in, you know, you get your headset on, you get tuned in with the pit crew, you get tuned in with the driver, you're hearing their exchanges, and you're just, like, in the game, you know. And so, we've moved the needle a long ways, but after seeing the match, I think we can continue to move it further.
Well, Ben, we might have some golf coming up here pretty soon. When is your first appearance?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to get healthy right now, so I don't see myself playing for a number of months at the earliest. But we'll just see how the rehab goes, and just keep enjoying the time with the fam and raising kids. We got, you know, a 1-year-old up to a 13-year-old, so this is a great time to be home. But But I miss the game for sure. I miss competing. I miss playing. But looking forward that the PGA Tour is going to get going here again in just a couple weeks.
Well, it sounds like you might be one that's worthy of a broadcast broadcast booth appearance too, if you can't get out there soon. So we'll put in a word for you there if that's of interest to you. But I also know, despite all the fun that the match had, they raised over $20 million for charity and relief, and there's a lot of that going on. So many of the sponsors on the PGA Tour, even events that aren't going to be held this year, the title sponsors are making their donations, trying to keep the money pouring in. And I know there's an organization you work with back here in Portland as well. I know we're trying to keep some levity and trying not to dwell on everything that's been going on the last several months, but you continue to work with Because People Matter back here in Portland.
Yeah, our family's been involved with Because People Matter and just seen the great work that these that this community does around them, and just to see the kids and families' lives changed through it. It's been really fun to go engage in these communities and help them in any way. They really need it. So if y'all are looking for something to get involved with, that's a great way to do it. So our friend Marshall Stevens runs it and just does an incredible job. So love for anyone to participate in any way they can. This is the time where, you know, a lot of us are doing okay, but a lot of people are really struggling. So this is a great way for us to get involved with, to identify some of those families that we can help and encourage through food or, getting them rides or whatever it is that they need. So, thanks for mentioning that.
You bet. You can find out more information. BPMPDX.org is the website, and learn more about the services and how you can get involved. Ben, thank you so much for taking some time. I'm glad your family is well out there. We hope the back starts to cooperate. We can see you back out on tour again soon. And anytime you're in Portland, just let Sanders know. And we'd love to catch up with you down the road.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.